Baba gave you all demarum. Abigail, you left me too soon. Oh, where do I stand? Abigail, you blow in the rain. Abigail, the cause of my pain. Oh, where do I stand? Cause I saw you as you walked in the room, and I saw you as you left me too soon. Oh, where do I stay? You came along and blew through the night. You came along and changed all the time. Locked up inside. Oh, my colors caught in a rolling gale. Oh, my colors, now you stop my love talking on an abogee. My temperature is rising again. You left me and you took all my wind. Talking on an abogee. Oh, city lights. Oh, city lights. Oh, city lights.
Welcome to Songcatcher right here on Radio Adelaide on digital, online, and 101.5 FM. I'm Claire here with Clayton and Adrian.
Wonderful to be here.
It is good to be here. Mm. And you were listening to a song called Abigail by tonight's guest.
Who goes by the name of Joel Davies, who is physically located in Adelaide only because he's been here for the weekend to participate in this year's Scorcher Fest.
Well, he's physically located in our studio.
Well, that's in Adelaide.
Right here in Adelaide.
Interestingly, though, he didn't bring Abigail along.
No.
He brought Jackie along, who's silently in the corner thinking she'll get away with it.
Yeah, she won't be silent too long. We'll involve her somehow. But normally you'd find Joel in Port Lincoln, possibly on a boat, which might make songwriting a bit difficult.
But they have, like, gondolas and stuff in Port Lincoln.
We'll find out. So, nevertheless, we are very excited to be venturing beyond Adelaide this week to speak with rural South Australian songwriter Joel Davies. Welcome, Joel.
Welcome, Joel.
Thank you very much for having me.
Are you overwhelmed yet?
Not yet. You've made me feel very comfortable, so thank you for that.
I think it was Adrian's goon show at the start. You know, he's playing around with the microphone.
My microphone is broken.
And he was playing it up. Yes. As only Harry C. Goon could.
So you've come over to play Scorcher Fest. How did that go?
Yeah, really well. We were at the Duke last night and got the set out the way there for the 35 minutes and saw some inspirational other artists. And, yeah, it was a really, really enjoyable night and good to get the first gig in Adelaide out the way. So
what brought you over? Because it's a fair way to come.
Yeah, I've been playing around Port Lincoln and Eyre Peninsula for the last probably 12 months fairly consistently and thought, well, I need to get out and see a few other things. We've got family and stuff over here as well. But, yeah, it's a nice challenge to go out and play in front of some people that haven't seen you before and to get some honest feedback because your family don't often tell you the truth.
Sometimes family are brutally honest.
Well, they could be, but mine aren't. I'm very lucky like that.
Sometimes they're just brutal without the honest bit too.
Yeah. That's right.
So the sorts of gigs you're doing in Port Lincoln?
So I guess if you go back to the start, I won the Corn Battle of the Bands, which was a recent event that we had, and that sort of set the wheels in motion of my solo career, I guess, in getting a CD recorded that we're playing tonight. And, so that set me off to play a place called Live at the Hive in Port Lincoln, and we were lucky enough to have a couple of people there who had some quite good contacts, and as a result, we had Lloyd Spiegel, the blues artist, come over from Victoria, and Harry Manx play there, which it inspired me to go and see people like that and give me an opportunity to play some sets and music before them as well. So, yeah, from there, it's really snowballed, but I really enjoy playing the pubs and yeah.
So I'm curious as to how a solo artist can win Battle of the Bands.
I was wondering about that too.
I always wonder with the Battle of the Bands how you do pick a winner. We had everything from heavy metal to myself, and I think Slim Dusty got a run. We had to pick a song to cover, and the death metal band won the cover of the weekend with Slim Dusty.
With a Slim Dusty song. Yeah. Well, I would have liked to have heard that one, actually.
Yeah, I was on the train going up to Woolshed Flat, so I missed it too, but it would have been worth hearing, I'm sure.
Mm. Not greatly a Slim Dusty fan for his music, but a heavy metal version of it, yeah, it's got to intrigue me, I think.
Yeah, it was great to go and have a look around that part of the world. I've driven past it 100 times going to Adelaide in the car and got to meet some amazing people. And it's funny who you find up in the hills. I don't mean that in a negative way, but the guy that recorded this, John Simpson of Feet and Frames, and when I won the contract to go and record the CD with him, I wasn't sure who he was, and then my wife Jackie looked him up on the Google machine.
Did
and
the homework.
Yeah, and turns out he's quite an amazing Foley artist, and he's done a terrific job, and I'm sure we'll be friends for a long time. You hit it off with some people, and I did with him, so it's been an amazing experience.
So you're expecting film scores and all sorts of things coming
I'd
up,
imagine,
maybe.
Yeah. It's a good face for radio, this one.
Okay, we open the show with a track from your CD. You want to tell us a little bit about that track?
Yeah, so that song was written, it's actually a little play on words. The Abbot Gale is more about the wind, and it's something that's always been involved in my life, being around the ocean and things like that. But it's more of a theme rather than an actual person, which I've had to explain to a few people.
Particularly Jackie in the corner. She would have been the hard sell to begin with.
Yeah, she enjoys my music, which is lucky. But, it's just a song basically written about things coming in and out of your life and the ups and downs and the roller coaster that is life that I'm sure everybody goes through. So, yeah, that's probably the main thing.
So
main thing
when
of that.
It comes to ups and downs, the boat thing, you do spend a fair bit of life on a boat.
On an oyster boat out of Coffin Bay, so, yeah.
Oh, that must be hard. Well, the scenery must be hard to handle.
It's an amazing place, yeah. It is quite incredible. And even when it's not in the middle of winter, it's actually my favourite because the oysters are at their best, they're the fattest, and we get the most extreme weather. So, you know, it can be very, very brutal at times, but it still has its
brutal beauty. But spectacular,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, the whole coast does. All of Eyre Peninsula does. So it's an amazing part of the world.
Lovely.
And that track was from your new CD called Following Sea.
Yeah.
So this is this your first CD?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you actually do all the recording and who was involved?
So John Simpson, the prize for winning the Battle of the Bands was to record with him in his studio. He's got a couple of hundred acres, I think, out the back of Corn, and went and saw his studio, and I walked in and there was a room probably about the same size as this with his mixing desks, and there was BAFTA awards and Academy Award nominations and things like that just hanging. Very, very modest person, which I appreciated.
A hell of a lot of cred.
Yeah, it was just amazing. There's this guy hanging out, and we've got a couple of people in Lincoln who are reasonably famous on the world stage, and they're very similar, so I hit it off with him. They don't talk themselves up too much, and I appreciate that with him. And it was just great. 2 days spent with him, sitting in a barn, and he had a wheel there that Captain Jack Sparrow would, when he was trying to mimic the noise and things like that. So he had a room full of stuff that he just tried to make noises out of. So an incredibly patient man. I certainly wouldn't be able to do it.
So it was just you and him? On
yeah, the... yeah. And another guy called Dave, who was a sound technician. Mm. But he was the main driver behind it. So, yeah.
But you didn't have a string quartet or a symphony orchestra or anything like that with you?
No, I didn't. What I wanted to do was get something on CD that I could replicate so that if someone heard it, wanted me to reproduce it, I didn't have to ring up 20 of my best mates and
I sound a bit like this.
Yeah, that's right. So,
but 200 acres, I mean, he could have fitted a few Scottish pipe bands in and all sorts of things in the background.
He probably could have. I think he wanted to, but yeah, he could appreciate where I was coming from. I just wanted it to be fairly raw and honest. So,
And maybe that's a secret to winning Battle of the Bands. The recording guy had a say in who he was going to record. This man's not only good, he's going to be relatively simple.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been described as that before. So.
Oh, well, that's not what I meant.
We better have another song here, Clayton.
I think so. This one sounds like it might have a little bit of a C involvement in it. We've got something called Lanyard coming up.
Yeah, so this one was mainly written about travelling up and down the coast with my wife and my kids now surfing, which I've done from a young age. So that was the main theme of this song, was to draw back to those days when you're sitting in the hot car with no air conditioner and life's good when you look back on it. You have
so
a cold beer after a surf.
How far were you
nice.
Going up the coast from home?
Probably anywhere from 100 k's down. So, yeah, south of Elliston would be the main spots. Elliston to Port Lincoln and then the east coast of Lincoln around Fishery Bay and Wreck Beach, places like that.
So any big monsters, sea lions and things like that surfing with you?
And a few sharks over that way of recent times. So, yeah, I haven't probably been in the water as much since I've had kids, sadly, but I think they're working on that. Solution-wise, to try and find a friendly outcome for the sharks and the surfers so we can get back in the water.
Sounds like a plan's underway, let's hope.
Yep.
This is Lanyard taking from a very new CD all the way from Port Lincoln called Following Sea, Joel Davies.
Oh, my love, she likes to get sender. She's like a fish in the sea as well. Every time our tails touching, oh, my love, makes me swell. Oh, oh, load the car, hit the coast. Now on our way to a favorite spot, I lean over, whisper quiet, oh my love, the sun's hot. Hey ho, hanging on a lanyard, oh my love, you let me in now. Hey ho, hanging on a lanyard, blow my love, you make me spin now. Oh oh, 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 oh oh. Now my love, as I get older, a few more things are in my life. Sun is hot, so is the sand now, and for you my eyes they pop. Hey ho, hanging on a lanyard, whoa my love, you let me in now. Hey ho, hanging on a lanyard, blow my love, you let me spin now. Whoa, bottle addressed to an island that I don't
Send me a message, put in a bottle, and when it's hot, we both can go now. Hey, ho, I've been hanging on a lanyard. Whoa, my love, you let me in now. Hey, ho, hanging on a lanyard. Blow, my love, you let me spin now. Whoa, oh, oh. Every time I go away now, I feel like it's just a waste of my time. And every time that I return now, I feel alright, 'cause I'm alright. Hey, ho, hanging on a lanyard. Whoa, my love, you let me in now. Hey, ho, hanging on a lanyard. Blow, my love, you make me spin now. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, whoa, whoa, oh, whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Joel Davies with Lanyard.
Right here on Radio Adelaide. Well, local noise, well, it does encompass all sorts of Australian stuff, but here on Songcatcher, we go as far as Port Lincoln, at least this evening. We've been the other direction too, to Mount Gambier. Can't yes. remember if we've had anybody from the Riverland on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, from nearby, Kelly. Blanchetown and Wakery. Oh, yeah, Wakery. That's Riverland.
Sort of. Anyway.
Oh. Anybody want to teach me geography tomorrow? Just spare a minute or two.
Slow learner.
Anyway, we were listening to Joel Davies' song Lanyard and just commenting on the clarity. So in terms of the takes in the recording studio, how long did it take to get them out how they wanted to be?
So every track there would have been recorded twice. So that was about the time I had to get into the studio and get out. So I laid one down, gave a rough idea, and then...
And then it was
Yeah, that's it. So it's brutally honest. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's as good as I can do in the one or two takes. But
so we should say there are eight tracks, so that two times eight tracks gives people a bit of an idea of how long you had.
Yeah, not too long. I mean, I've spoken to other people who have spent weeks in recording studios, but I guess the part of the prize was, and to be honest, I probably could have done the song another 10 times and it may have got worse, so... If I was happy with them, we moved on, and that
it's,
was.
It's sometimes like that, but in terms of the clarity of the recording, it's just nice and crisp and
fantastic, really beautiful.
Yeah, you can see why he's at the top of his game, and well respected.
Hmm. Well, so you're a pretty happy man with what you managed to get for a prize, no doubt.
Yeah, and the disc edits did the free editing as well, and yeah, it's great opportunity for young people. Not that I'm young, but there was a lot of young people there that got an opportunity to play in front of a crowd and things like that. And I know Scorcher yesterday did a great job of it as well, and that's just to get these young kids, some of them were 15 or 16 yesterday, and they're the future. And I think music, in generally in South Australia, but particularly on the Eyre Peninsula, is in an amazing place. We've got festivals, we've got opportunities to play. The pokies are out, and the musicians are in again, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the pubs have realised that that's where the future is. And
there are people that are actually supporting the pubs, at least.
Music. It's massive. I think Lincoln. When I grew up, I was in a school band, and we may have had two or three other bands that we played in and around, and now there's solos, duos, you know, there's just people everywhere, so it's fantastic.
So tell us about bands and music as a young bloke in Port Lincoln, at least when you were. Maybe not the same now.
Well, we hear that you were in a band in high school.
Yeah, they're called the Voodoo Bunyips we were, and I won't claim the name of that, but it was a group of us, so we were 15 and 16, and we played in and around pubs in Lincoln, and I was the lead singer of that band, and I guess it, you know, all of those experiences that you got from a young age, it gave me the confidence in front of a microphone, which you look back with fondly. And we came over to Agrofish. I don't even know if Agrofish is still a recording studio in Adelaide, and you're going back a little way now, but in the mid-90s, and yeah, we used to get kicked out at 11:55. By the time we packed up the drum kit, it was midnight, and we'd have to leave. But people, you know, really did appreciate that to come out and watch some young kids. And
So were you doing originals?
Mostly originals in that as well. Yeah, everything that was recorded was original. So that's probably driven me in that direction again, you know.
You involved in the writing there?
Heavily in the lyrics. Probably won't break them down too much. You know what you're right about when you're 15, but it wasn't a lot of depth to it. I hadn't experienced a lot at that stage. But it was a great experience. And one of the guys who does sound in Lincoln now was basically our roadie. And, you know, he did it for a long time and never asked for a cent. And I think people that put into music like that now, I've got a lot of respect for Craig Kelson, who just did a heap of work for me and still continues to do without asking for a cent to this day. So they're the true lovers of music and they keep you going.
And hopefully he gets his kicks along the way as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure he's loving watching all these young guys go off and do their own thing, so that's good.
Mm.
And you've spent a bit of time playing as a duo also.
I did. We entered the ABC Exhumed competition with a mate from that band who's been a close mate since we were born, basically. And, it was funny how that worked out. I came to him with these random ideas, and one of them was that we'd enter the ABC Exhumed comp, and we did pretty well in that and got through to the final in South Australia and as the ships turns. And it was a fantastic little chance for us to go to Port Pirie, and we've done okay up the top there since we've been going into those competitions, and they've worked out well for us. So he's in a 8-piece band now back in Port Lincoln, and
it takes a fair bit to make an 8-piece band work, you know, in terms of just the people, but then you've got to have opportunities for gigs and stages that are big enough.
Exactly, yeah. They're called the Weasel, they're called, and they've just played Blemenfest the other day. And, so that's probably their biggest step up now, and I guess I'm hoping they go on to bigger and better things, but it's fantastic. They're a cross between Dave Matthews, I guess, and I don't know who else you'd probably cross them with, but, yeah, they're an amazing band. So it's great that a lot of the guys I grew up playing music with are still playing music, and
Playing somewhere like Blenheimfest, they'll also get to know a few people from Adelaide and around about as well. So it'll hopefully open some doors to come down and do some gigs.
Exactly. And that was one of the main reasons I came over. You're nobody. You're a little fish over here, and it's great to – you got to start somewhere. So that's the starting point for me to get over and meet people like yourselves and get your name out there. So.
But you must be reasonably well known in Port Lincoln as a musician, if you've been playing there a while.
I'm starting to, a few people are starting to notice the Oyster Farmers can play and sing as well. So it's a bit of an odd. We had a salt festival the other day, and so one of the organisers said to me, we've got an Oyster Farmer and a guy who does a lot of surf photography. He's a chicken farmer out of Elliston. And she said, it's quite amusing that, you know.
I was going to say,
I think I hear
a joke coming on.
Yeah.
An oyster farmer and a...
Well, they walked into a bar.
That's right, yeah. It's great opportunity for those guys. And I guess over there, it's quite hard to make a living out of it, so you're always going to have that second job going on. So there's not too many professional musos getting around Eyre Peninsula, I don't think.
But the important thing is that you're getting a sense of satisfaction out of what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're having some fun, and you know you've got a good product there. It sounds rather sweet.
I've come into it with no expectations. 3 years ago, I was playing in an oyster shed by myself to no one, and
not even Jackie over there.
No, not really.
What sort of? Oh.
No, I guess you got to. It gets to a point where you practice, and then you think, well, I've got to actually put this out somewhere and let someone listen to it. And positive for me was I got good feedback and I went from there. But I reckon you'd be able to hear there's some pretty big influences there of people like Ted Hawkins and Archie Roach and Paul Kelly and just the great balladeers and people that tell stories through song, which is what I try to achieve.
So you're in a band in high school. So obviously you learnt to do some singing before then. Were you making music back then with a guitar or something too?
No, I can't read music at all. It's all done by ear, and I've taught basically myself along with my, both of my brothers play guitar and are quite good at music, and I've learned from them along the way, but I don't think either of them can read music either. So it's all done by feel and by ear, and there's no rules when you do it like that. You're not put in a box and you don't put yourself in one. So my guitaring's not amazing. It's fairly simple, but I hope it's effective.
Mm. So you learnt essentially from your brothers by the sound of it?
Yeah, well, my middle brother was a left-handed guitarist, so he could sit across from me and your fingers would match up. When you try and sit opposite a right-handed guitarist, it doesn't match. So But yeah, my eldest brother, he's a very good harmonica player, and I think it's in our family. And great grandfather played harmonica and squeeze boxes and things like that. So you just got to dig a bit deeper to find it.
Sounds like you should have one of those family bands.
Yeah, or the one man band with the drum on the back and squirting flour.
Got another song there, Clayton?
I reckon it is time for some more music. We've got Coming Down. Would you like to introduce this one for us?
Yeah, I'm happy to say this one's the Coming Down. You'll probably hear a fairly big influence of Ted Hawkins in this one.
I'm coming down. I'm coming down. I like the way you walk and I like the way you talk. I like the way you look and you're holding your head. I like the way you move and the way you move your hips. I like the way you stand and the way you kiss my lips. But I'm coming down. I'm coming down. I like the way you bounce on your way to a show. I like the way you bounce on the things I need to know. I like it when you're tough. You know that I adore you. You know down Sally now, you know I will, I warn you. But I'm coming down. I'm coming down. Send kisses from the back of a ballroom dance. You don't send a letter from the hope of a second chance. I'm coming down. I'm coming. I like the way you comes when you want it, gotta say. I like the way you knows it's never gonna pay. I like it when you're tired and you're feeling really down. I love the way you put my feet back on the ground. But I'm coming down. I'm coming down. Don't send letters from the back of a ballroom dance. You don't send a letter in the hope of a second chance. I'm coming down. I'm coming. Coming down. I'm coming down.
Well, if you didn't catch that, that was Coming Down. Joel Davies, taken from a relatively new CD called Following Sea, which you might not have had an opportunity to be exposed to here because it comes from Port Lincoln. But it's just made its way to Radio Adelaide.
Hot off the press.
It might make its way to a few other community stations too, I hope and expect.
Yeah. Mm.
We'll have to give Joel the list on his way out and say, well, he's going to have to pop past these places on his way before he goes home.
Yeah, there are quite a few in Adelaide.
Mm.
Sounds good to me.
The guided tour of community radio in Adelaide. That could be a fun fringe gig, couldn't it?
It could be. You should do that, Clayton.
Oh, gee, could take a bit of working out,
I think. Yeah, you got another job there, Clay.
Anyway, Joel's here with us. We've got a new CD. He's been over for Scorcher Fest, and he's about to tell us some interesting things about writing the song Following Sea, which is the title track.
I noticed that. Yeah. So, but I'll start off by, you're obviously going to tell us about it, but I presume that working on a boat all the time, the sea is a fairly big influence on your thoughts during the day.
Yeah, no doubt about that, mate. The start of the song, it refers to actually my grandfather, who lived in the area where I grow oysters now, in a place called Farm Beach on the west coast, which is a bay that feeds into Coffin Bay. And he was his dad grew up. He moved from Norwood over to Port Lincoln and drove horses down the main jetty there to get the wheat lumpers in and load the boats before the main wharf was built. And then his life progressed through that and then went off into the Second World War. And when he came back, he had a little shack at Farm Beach and a B-class fishing license that you could sell fish through. And he moved down there pretty much full time, as long as I can remember. So it's mainly a song about his escape from, I guess, when you think about what he would have gone through in New Guinea. He flew in the Air Force with the Catalinas and reconnaissance missions and things like that. So he was one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and a massive inspiration in my life. And he passed away, and I didn't really know how do you honour someone who's been such a massive part of your life. And songwriting for me is one way I do that. And a lot of my songs have been written about people that have inspired me. So I couldn't think of anyone better to do it about. And it was mainly written about how he handled being over, you know, being trying to come back from a war and you know, being around normal people, which is now obviously something that people talk about, and it's a good thing. But back then, I guess you sucked it up and continued on, and that's what he did. So.
Well, not all of them did, though, did they?
No,
there was
not.
All sorts of weird behaviours and closing down of various parts of people's personality, and all sorts of things went on.
Yeah. So I just found, I mean, my other pa as well flew out of Bomber Command in England and bombing raids over Germany. So who I didn't get to meet, sadly, he passed away when I was very young. But I just look at that history, and I can make a connection. And when I write a song and I try and tell a story through a song, if I can't believe in it, then I can't get the audience to believe in it. So it's something, if I can feel the emotion there, hopefully I can project that through music. So it's something I look for.
So how strong is the family history thing for you in your writing?
Oh, it's massive to me. And that's the main thing, is it evokes emotion. And you know, and people can, there's one there, I think, of Abiona Terrace, which I think we're playing at the end, which was written about my grandmother. But I've written it, I've sung it and played it a lot, and people just relate to their own grandmother. So it does, and I've had people in tears, which is I guess is a positive for me. It means what I'm doing is kind of right, because it's
connecting with them.
It's connecting, yeah. So and they just think of their grandmother. So I love that. If people can get something out of the music, I've never been one to really listen to music other than to get something back from it. And if I can connect with the artist, then they're the ones I like, so yeah.
Hmm. So when you've got an idea, I'm going to pay some homage to my granddad, how do you go about starting to collect words and musical ideas?
It sort of comes in a bit of a rush for me. I have periods where I don't do a lot, and I won't even pick up a guitar for a few months, but usually the idea comes, and then a melody, and then I match the chords, and then I'll try and match a melody into fix and make it work together. So I find that's the easiest way for me to do it. To be honest, I couldn't even explain how it really all comes about, but there's something in here, and I try and tap into it and get it on paper as quick as I can.
So you write all your songs by yourself? You don't collaborate at all?
No, at the moment. I have done in the past, but yeah, since I've been solo, I've been writing all of my own stuff now. So, and I like it like that. I don't, you know, if it's something personal to me, then I don't probably need anyone else to be involved in it, or they won't have that same connection that I have. So,
no, they'd take it in a different direction than what you were wanting to take it, probably.
I guess so, yeah. And I don't think you could be, from an emotional point of view, one person alone on a stage with a guitar, I mean, you're putting yourself out there, don't get me wrong. There's times when I wish I had a band around me so I could blame them for something that's gone wrong, but I've got to own everything. But it is, I think it's a personal thing.
And that's very much the intent as well. That's what we're hearing certainly in the CD. It is a personal thing. It's actually quite intimate, the way the sound is coming through as well. It could be in your lounge room or somewhere like that.
I always wanted my CD, if this is all I do with my music, then I wanted something I could leave to my kids and just say, this is what I did, and it's not tricked up. There's no real smoke or mirrors there. That's just what it is. And like I say, I take it day to day. I don't know what I'm going to be doing this time next year. So If that's all I do with music, then I'd probably be pretty proud and happy with that, but I'm hoping it goes further than that.
So tell me, where do you start with the words?
So I'll think of a life story. Like, most of my songs will start at the beginning and finish at the end, obviously, but the words just seem to flow and come with me. My nana had probably 5 degrees by the time she finished her study at a ripe old age of about 86. So they're very, that side of my family is right into their literature and English and things like that. And I think that's where it probably all comes from and stems from, is the creative side of the...
So you're probably brought up with lots of books and things as well.
Lots of books, lots of reading. If there was a newspaper, you couldn't get your hands on it because... And my brother's actually one of the sub-editors here of the Sunday Mail now, so he's an absolute freak with his recall and memory and things like that. So I guess I probably didn't get quite the smarts that those boys did, but I try and, I can take information in and simplify it, and it's something that works for me.
All right, but this particular track, Following Seed, why did you choose that as the title of the whole album as well as just this track?
It's just what kick-started me into music again, particularly probably 3 or 4 years ago. So it was the CD, and it represents everything that is for me, and that is the emotion. So I thought, what better, you know? And I'm a third generation fisherman, I suppose, so the ocean has been just so important to us. The photography in that was actually done by my dad, who spent 40 years at sea collaborating photos off a prawn boat, and now he's taking photos of sand eels and things like that back in Port Lincoln. Now he's retired, so it just seemed to fit. And and I love the history, the boat on the front. It's the Investigator, so that's,
Matthew Flinders.
You can all see it at home.
Going around.
So, yeah, just, I don't know, I just thought I like the history, and I think it's an important part of people's life, and it grounds you.
Okay, well, we're going to have a listen to the title track of Following Sea.
When I was a boy, Dad worked the wharf. I used to lend him a hand. Time I could walk to the time I could talk, I never left by his side. Come to the West, boy, don't go the east, don't go west in your town. Do what you can to steer the ship to shore. Go on and work by the sea. I went to war like Dad did before. Now I use the code and the cane. But when I returned, my heart it did yearn. I needed to lighten the load. Come to the West, boy, then go the East. Don't go wasting your time. Do what you can to steer the ship to shore. Go on and live by the sea. Yeah, ho, here comes the rum. Everybody step back in time. Hey, ho, here comes the rum. Everybody knows that you're on. Come to the West, boy, don't go the East. Don't go wasting your time. Do what you can
born and live by the sea. Don't cry for me, boy. Don't shed a tear, boy. Don't go and cry over me. If you're tied in the line and things will be fine, go on and rest in the sea.
Featuring tonight, it's Joel Davies, and we were just listening to the title track, Following Sea, from his new CD, all the way from Port Lincoln, recorded in Corn, mastered up in the hills of Adelaide, I think, or somewhere around Adelaide. Where's Mix Masters? Is that what
I heard?
Discettes.
Yeah.
No.
It's down in Brompton.
Down in Brompton, yeah. Mm. So we've got a mix of South Australia. Really excited to hear, you know, Joel's talking about music on the Eyre Peninsula and the Corn Battle of the Bands and getting as far as Port Lincoln for Port Pirie for stuff. Getting around, mate. There's lots of music going on.
Yeah, it's actually, I was just saying to my wife, Jackie, before, we've booked in a few things in the next 3 months, and she said, you're starting to sound like a musician. So, yeah, it's great. I think the more you can play, obviously, the better, and the more venues that are open and available and avenues that you can push your original music, then and people are prepared to listen, then, yeah, it's great.
So how far are you out of Port Lincoln?
So we live about 12 kilometres north, out behind a vineyard, which is basically on the main highway going into Port Lincoln. Mm-hmm. We bought about 10 acres up on the top of a hill at a place called Teotuckia. And, yeah, we sit there and look at the water, and we got a nice little house and a happy little family there, I think. So, yeah, pretty lucky, man.
And your oyster farm is a bit the other way.
Yeah, so it's about 40 k's west of where I live, so I drive out the back roads most days out to work out there. And
so there's a fair bit of travelling in your day, as well as...
Yeah, a lot of time to think and sing to yourself between... probably takes me, well, a bit over an hour by the time I leave the house to get down and get the boat and then travel by boat out to the main farm, which is another probably 20 k's from Coffin Bay itself, so...
So you'd have a song written before you even start work.
I tell you, the iPhones are very handy, because these ideas pop into your head, yeah, they'd be gone if I didn't have a little voice recorder. That's been...
A lot of people report that you can be driving along in a car, and instead of having to pull over, they whip out the iPhone and...
Yeah, and probably half of it goes in the bin, because it's not meant to be remembered for a reason, but the little snippets that do make it through, then you're grateful you've got that opportunity to record it.
Mm. So it sounds like an interesting life as well. You know, lots of fun. But when you struggle for inspiration, where do you go for help? Do you feel a bit isolated in that, or are you well connected in Port Lincoln around with some mates and other people?
Yeah, I don't think I don't have to look too far. Well, I haven't had to yet. Anyway, the inspiration just keeps coming, and I think, I guess when I mentioned before about Live at the Hive and places like that, you meet someone like Harry Manx. Who's been all over the world and done it all, and I've been following him from a young age. You know, my dad's influence, and mum and dad, been growing up listening to people like Bob Marley and Ted Hawkins, and you know, just Neil Young. You know, you get to a grounding in music that maybe some other people weren't as lucky as I was to get, and I find inspiration in the most random places. But I think you had Joe Murphy on Songcatcher not that long ago, and the Timbers were a band that came to Port Lincoln, and Simon Basie's piano, it didn't work, so I got to know him by finding him a piano, and then the connections you make through those guys and the way it flows on, and the way that they're prepared to help the other artists out has been really great. So I'm very lucky and fortunate in that way.
They're a lovely bunch of blokes.
Oh, they are. And I was at work, and I said to Jackie, I said, we should go down and have a look at these guys. I love sea shanties, and they were sort of fitting that. I sort of YouTubed them and and went down and met them, and they were just fantastic, and they were just brilliant entertainers. And so, yeah, it's been great. I've got to meet some amazing people in the 18 months I've been doing it. And
so did you manage to teach Jackie a few sea shanties?
I don't, but she's very, very handy on the piano. but she hasn't, as yet, hasn't graced me on the stage for the duet. But it's coming. She's more than capable on the piano. Yeah, I'm sure we'll work out something at some stage when she gets the guts.
Sounds like all you need is somebody to looking after those boys, or maybe in a couple of years they'll be old enough to look after themselves.
Well, they're
then she'll be away.
They're the roadies at the moment. They're my number one fans up the front at every gig, and they're brilliant.
Well, they might be on stage soon.
I hope so. One day down the track, yeah. Little one likes banging things, so he might be a drummer. Yeah,
drummer and teach the other one bass.
That's right. Well, I was watching the drummers unpack last night, and I don't think you'll be shat on anyone lugging stuff upstairs and stuff. It's easier with a guitar case and a harmonica.
That's why you take up trumpet.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, electronic kits perhaps these days.
That does save a lot of people and probably marriages and neighbours and things like that, doesn't it? Yeah.
Okay, we heard that song Following Sea, the title track, was the last song we listened to. And what I was kind of taken with, like you talk about being a bit of a history buff and liking to write about what's happened in your family and all of that sort of stuff, but the style, you know, usually it's probably more common for people who write that kind of lyric to do a very traditional folky kind of backing to it. But you've taken that sort of style and it's sort of in almost the sort of the pub rocky kind of area. You've modernised the style of music to go with it, and I, you know, that sounds really fresh and interesting to me.
Yeah, well, I guess it goes back to my influences, and it's a bit weird. You get Eric Bibb and you put Paul Kelly and Ted Hawkins in a room together. What's going to come out? And that's what goes in here and comes out the other end. And I think you've got to be entertaining at the same time, and it helps you get your message across. I don't want to play 10 songs in a pub, and I've done it myself where I've listened to artists, and after one song, once they bring on the second one, you start to tune out.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to keep everything rolling
second
and moving
verse,
on.
Same as the first.
Yeah, that's right. Keep it simple and effective, and that's what I try to do anyway.
Okay. Well, it's time for some more music. While we can still squeeze another track in, Yanani. Is that correct?
Yanani,
roughly?
Yep, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, well, what's that? What are we going to hear?
So that's a little town up the central Eyre Peninsula, and that's where my wife and her family are from. They're farmers from up that way, the Barneses. And, I've done a little bit of work up there and been going up there since I met Jackie and for 20-odd years now, and it's an incredible part of the world. And there's some amazing people that you meet up there, and they continue to farm up there, and continues to be a great spot for us to go to, and a great spot for Jackie to go to. So we love it up there. So sometimes we're off the water, and that's the spot we go when we're not on the water and get dirty up there.
Okay, here we go.
Lots go out in my hometown. Doesn't seem anyone around. I stay and pray for rain so I can reap again. But I curse the soil on the cellar floor. My love, you come back for more. I say you made from steel. Take me back, oh Yanani. Oh, 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 Yanani. My heart, it beats to rain. Nearly reads at my open chest, but you know where I begin. You know where it will end. But a rain cloud gathering a western sky. My love, don't you love July? I said you made machine. Take me back, oh Yanani. Oh, 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 oh Yanani. My love, it's been a long, long time. When the whole world spins and the weather's dry,
Now the rain it came on down and the warriors went away. I know it can be hard sometimes, but together we're strong when the days are long. Now we know we can make it through everything that's thrown at us. My heart, it beats to rain, takes away those lonely things. But farmer's child made a rainbow gold. She knows when she gets old that I know what I know when I let her in. My love, you start all over again. I say it's a made machine. You take me back. Oh, yeah, Nani.
That was Yanani, a song about a little town in the middle of the bottom of the Eyre Peninsula, I presume.
About the middle. Yeah, about between the middle, Sojourner, about the bottom. Sojourner and Kimber.
No, so it's a bit up.
Yeah.
It's a bit up.
Sounds like a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, it's remote and...
It doesn't have a big galah, though.
Doesn't have a big galah, but Woodna does have the big farmer. So they've got their own little money. Farmer. Yeah. So
every town out there something. Somewhere in another town, isn't there?
Kimber.
There's a few big galahs around.
Adrian was looking at me as if Radio Adelaide's got its own big galah, Clayton.
Yeah, just behind the desk.
There you go. So what are we expecting from Joel Davies and how do we keep in touch?
So at the moment I'm on Facebook, which everybody is obviously. So
we've been trying to interview him. He's just been on his phone the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So this album will go up on iTunes in the next few days, and it's been out for a little while now. But that's obviously the meeting we're going to go with, and I'm hoping to get up to Port Pirie in July to play on a bill with the great John Schumann of Red Gum fame. Which I'm really looking forward to. It was another band that I listened to a lot when I was a young kid. So, I'm still getting around, and I'm hoping to be back over this way as much as possible and play as much as I can.
Without neglecting, of course, the oysters and the rest of the farm work at home.
Exactly. I'm lucky. I come over here and we've got family over here. My brother's been running me around like a taxi, and obviously the wife comes over with support, and my sister-in-law and her husband and things. Everyone's been fantastic and helped me out, and really appreciate it. So, as I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
So there are special seasonal times when you can't be on the road?
Not really. It's just something that we manage, and if you can leave them for a few days, and usually this is a growth period, so it's one that we have to be a bit hot on. But yeah, it's been great to get away from Lincoln for a couple of days and come over here and meet some new people and play some new places.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking about the music and playing some of it to us. It's been great to hear the stories and hear the music. So that's Joel Davies with Following Sea, and you're going to have physical copies available at gigs and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I've definitely got a few left there that I'll be bringing around to other gigs and stuff, but yeah, like I said, hopefully in a couple of days you'll be able to buy it off of iTunes or something like that. So,
well, good luck with it. Cheers.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, mate.
Any announcements there, Clayton?
We've got Scala on this week featuring Matt Saunders, who has a performing name called A Clearing with a CD launch.
CD launch, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get an Adelaide version of...
I think we heard some of those songs on Songcatcher a little while ago.
Recently, yep. And followed by Caramigo, lovely duo, Adele and Nonnie, and then followed by something that's also going to be very, very cool, the Catherine Blanche Boy Band.
That sounds good.
It's going to be a hoot. We got to love you and leave you, folks. This is Abiona Terrace. Ciao.
See ya.
Oh, well, I remember when I was young. You stayed on from school those days. I had my fun. You stood next to me and smiled, held me by the hand. You're not really
sick at all, and I don't really care. We can play till the parents come, can play all day. We can sit out on the lawn, rest here in the shade. What we share between us now, let no one take away. Swinging in the train, dancing on floorboards covered in dust, dancing next to me, flying with the angels high above the sea. And one day when you settle down, I hope you'll think of me at Aviona Terrace. Aviona Terrace. Cricket in the driveway, simple cup of tea. Come sit at my table, boy, and keep me company. World has passed me by now, right before my eyes. Just make the most of your simple little smile. Dancing on the table, swinging in the trees, dancing on floorboards covered in dust. You're dancing next to me, flying with the angels high above. I hope you think of me at Aviona Terrace. Cause Aviona Terrace. Cause Aviona Terrace.